I Live in a Madhouse, written by Kay Umansky and read by Tom Lawrence.
Chapter 1. It was the half-term holiday, and I was out washing cars with Josh Mahoney. We were in business together. It was supposed to be a joint enterprise, although you'd never know it. I had thought of everything. I had provided a sponge for a start. It was my little brother Kenny's bath sponge, actually, but he has a flannel too, so I reckoned he wouldn't miss it. I had provided old towels for drying, old rags for polishing, and a stiff brush for getting dirt off wheels. I had also brought along a bottle of special car washing shampoo that I borrowed from my dad. I intended to replace it before he found out, with the money I would earn. Josh's contribution was a rusty bucket he'd found in a skip. The handle was wonky and it leaked quite badly. He was meant to have brought along some rubber gloves too, but he had forgotten. Some partner. I wasn't impressed. We'd been at it for hours and done 4 cars in Josh's road. We had earned £18 so far, all down to my efforts. I'd done the talking on doorsteps, explaining about our luxury service and telling them how much it would cost. Most people acted like Scrooge, although we only charged £4, which was a bargain. Josh never said a word. After they'd seen the magnificent job we'd done, a couple of people had kindly given us a fiver. That made up for the ones who slammed the door in our faces. One old lady threatened to set her Pekingese on us. You meet all types knocking on doors. It was a warm day and we were finding it pretty tiring, traipsing in and out of strange kitchens and up and down strange hallways, slopping water all over the carpets and knocking over bicycles. Some people got quite shirty, although they could see we were having trouble with the wonky bucket. I was keen to carry on, though, because I was desperate for money. I needed a new skateboard. I'd left my old one out in the garden for 5 minutes and someone had stolen it. My parents were sympathetic, but not enough to buy me a new one. I spent all my savings on a present for Kenny. His 3rd birthday was coming up, and I'd got him a big plastic water gun and a fireman's helmet from a charity shop. Together, they cost £7.50, which was very generous of me, but I knew he'd love them. So, I was penniless. I needed a board. It was all down to me to raise the cash. Mum needed a lot of persuading about the car washing business. "There are a lot of funny people out there," she said. "Really?" I said. "I haven't seen any clowns lately." "Don't be silly," she said. "You know what I mean?" Then I promised to be sensible and said I was doing it with Josh and we'd only knock on the doors of people we knew. In the end, she reluctantly agreed. The board I wanted cost a massive £40. I'd seen it in a catalogue. It's similar to the one Josh has got. We were splitting our earnings down the middle, so altogether we needed to earn 80. 20 cars. 10 a day. Say half an hour a car. 2 days' work, maybe. Less if people were generous, more if we had trouble finding customers. I had it all worked out. I was taking this seriously. Josh, however, was flagging. He was sitting on a wall watching me spread lather over car number 5, which was a small, filthy, mud-caked van that dripped oil. It looked like it had been sucked up in a typhoon, dumped in a swamp and licked by cows before being driven home by way of a ploughed field. I'd got the worst of the mud off with my brush. Underneath the muck, I was quite amazed to find that the van was actually white. I was now beginning the first shampoo. So far, Josh hadn't lifted a finger to help. He wasn't as keen as me. He gets loads of pocket money and new trainers every term. His nan was due for a visit and she always gives him £20. No one had nicked his skateboard.